this is a recording.
I can't swear.
Is by being by having by developing rather than staying the same. So this year, slightly more diverse in its sort of appeals than it's been before, and little details like the commissioning of this poem, which we might come on to. In other words, it's always sort of renewing itself. That's a distinguished thing for it to have done.
I wonder what's going to happen to the poem now. Do you know?
I don't. I mean, Stephen would be the person to ask about that, but presumably it'll appear somewhere. Is there a festival website or something?
That's what I'm twittering
That's
for.
What you're talking about. Yes. Well, she'll probably twitter it, except it's longer than you're allowed to.
It's hard to put it on my blog.
You've serialised.
But I seriously meant what I was saying as I introduced it, which is that the problem about commissioning can be the thing that you're invited to write about simply strikes no bells within you. But Stephen's suggesting, it was very broad, he just said write something about being up here, and this is not a part of the world that I know particularly well, and as you gather, I've never been to a holy land. But it's been on my wish list of things to say since I was about, well, since I first became aware of its existence when I was a teenager. And as soon as I thought, I'll write a poem about going to Holy Island. No, I haven't done it. So I'll write a poem about not having been to Holy Island and wanting to go there. And then I sort of left that lying around in my mind for a bit. And then I thought, well, I'll write a poem, which is a love poem sort of as well, about wanting to go there with somebody else to share this thing. And I spent some time sort of toodling around on the Holy Island website, which is very good. Which is where I got the birds from and all that jazz. And of course I knew about the Gospels, and I already knew that there are some, as it were, secular birds, including I think ravens, which appear in the illustrated bits of the Gospels. And that was enough for me, and I was off. So I could write a poem about a place as a kind of ultimate destination, which would be like going to heaven.
So will you go there now?
Yes. Yeah. Now I've written necessary? And I can write another one. and in fact, I had lunch today with a friend of mine, Sarah Lawrence, you know, who runs the Seven Stories thing in Newcastle, whom I got to know through my work for the Museums, Libraries and Archives Council. And we were partly talking business, but partly talking about other things. And she's married to a priest here. And we made a plan with her husband to all go off together. It'd be good to go with the priest.
I love that line about when will I show you things instead of my idea of things. Is
I'm
that love to that? And it fits when you go. Yes. You will. I think you'll feel that there.
But don't you feel that? I mean, I feel that increasingly as I get older. I mean, through reading, through talking to people, through absorbing stuff that's just flying around, you have ideas about stuff, and then the actuality of it is so interestingly not like. I mean, this is a very good thing to remind oneself about in a culture which is in which second-hand information is so readily available. The internet, Google, allow us to have access to things which people who worry about second-hand experience say, oh, well, maybe that'll be a kind of little dent reality. But actually, it's rather the reverse. It's true. It makes people want to go and check out the real thing and be especially vigilant about its difference.
Absolutely.
Has it changed the way you write at all? I mean, the other media available now, the internet?
Not really. I don't Twitter, but only because I'm so busy. I just don't want to let anything else in. And I don't Facebook either. My kids do. We have a Facebook for the Poetry Archive, which is this thing that I, laureate thing that I, because I had a very busy life. I thought it was going to get quieter after I stopped laureating, but it hasn't.
I mean, you said 10 years, didn't you? And you did your 10 years.
I did. But
that was enough, was it?
Well, yeah. I think 10 years is long enough to do most things, actually. Particularly something very high profile like that. I think it's probably long enough for